Welcome to Five Step Friday of The Genie Show, my friends. Thank you again for joining me daily. And I've actually heard some feedback and from some of the stats that we've gotten. These Five Step Fridays that we've been doing each week seems to have resonated with you all, which I'm really happy about. I'm glad it's bringing you value, and I'm glad it's given you some form of knowledge or information that you can use to create your happiest life. This Five Step Friday is a little bit different. Now, this topic could be a little woo-woo to some people, but it's one of those topics that I think when it's mastered and executed to its highest good or highest purpose, it can actually create a life for you that's easy, graceful, and seamless when it comes to what you truly want and desire. This episode features special guest Tamara Arnold, and we're going to be exploring five steps to magical manifestation. Now, if you are a Disney fan, that probably makes you all giddy inside going, "Woo, there's magic." Well, we're going to actually explore some practical ways, even though it may sound woo-woo. We're going to dig deep into some practical ways how you can cultivate a life you desire rather than a life that you live through default. Now, if you haven't done any work in manifestation or manifesting per se before, I've got some information here for you before we launch into the talk about the kinds of manifestations there are out there. So the first one is what you call unconscious manifestation. So this kind of manifestation is what you create in your life unconsciously. So if you find that you always attract a particular kind of relationship, a romantic one that has a particular theme of, say, dependency or something unhealthy about that relationship, and you constantly keep attracting that kind of partner, you are unconsciously manifesting this kind of person into your life. So obviously the things that you're unconsciously manifesting, you're not aware of. So that's the first kind of manifestation. The second kind is what you call surface manifestation. And for my practical peeps out there, this is your kind of manifestation because this is where you apply practicality, something like hard work, beliefs, conscious intention behind your work to create something. So that's what you call surface manifestation. And the last type of manifestation is what you call conscious manifestation. Now, this is a co-creation on a completely different level. It's rather than trying to earn or work towards like you do in the surface manifestation, this is something that is seamless. And it's where life gets really interesting. You have this ability to work and influence in your reality and your life, and it's ease and grace, and it's seamless. Now, we all want to get to that kind of conscious manifestation, but steps one and two with surface manifestation and unconscious manifestation can tend to block us. It's the practical side of us, and also the sides that we're not aware of can tend to block us from that magical type of conscious manifestation. That's the real magical one there, my friends. So, to give us a hand on how we can create this, Tamara Arnold is here for Five Step Friday to take us through five steps to magical manifestation. It's Five Step Friday here on The Genie Show. Genie Sarasvati with you for this fun Friday. One thing I love about Fridays is it seems to be a time where the whole world is in joy. It's also a paradox to that because it actually makes me feel sad that people look forward to 3 days out of the seven, and everyone should look forward to all 7 days. Anyway, joining me on the line is Tamara Arnold, who's going to be jumping into some tips for five steps to magical manifestation. Hi, Tamara. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I have been obsessed with manifestation, and, you know, a couple of times when I've kind of manifested things myself, I have a little giggle and a victory dance to myself. But magical manifestation has been one of those things that's been explored in different teachings and texts and flavors, the magic and the secret to books by Rhonda Byrne that like discusses magical manifestation. So let's go into the five steps for magical manifestation. In your experience, how have you magically manifested?
Well, manifestation is like everything else in this world, right? And it has everything to do with energy, your energy, the universe's energy, the connection of that energy, the beautiful, like synchronistic bond that you create. And so after working manifestation for years with my clients and having so many successful stories to share, this is what it all kind of peters down to. And so the beginning phase of magical manifestation is the experience of wanting to share it. And usually, you know, we're a little nervous about the sharing. And sometimes we believe or we think that if we put it out, somebody's going to take it. And that's the first step that you don't want to get caught into in your manifestation. So the first thing is to write it. Write it down for yourself. Write it everywhere that you can see it. And I mean, like, put it on post-it notes, put it on, you know, the mirror that you, when you're getting ready in the day, write it every morning. Just start getting it out energetically from your personal body and into the world. So the universe even has a remote idea that it is what it is that you are looking to achieve.
The experience of wanting to share it. I love the way that you put that. It actually, we can dive deeper into the universal laws of flow and that kind of thing, but that's actually so true. I found that when I was in a lack mentality, obviously I was working a job that I didn't like, but my initial go-to emotion was to keep and to not share because I was just fueled by fear. And, you know, if I did share something, I wouldn't have anything left for me. And that would mean that I would struggle. But once you kind of get into the gist of sharing, it's quite a different story.
Right. And I mean, my first job before I became a life coach was a personal trainer. And, you know, they instilled a certain level of fear within that industry that, you know, we were limited to the number of clients that we could have or were in the gym. And so people became very selfish of, like, you know, sharing ideas or sharing clients or sharing things. And, you know, when I branched out and I realized that, you know, there is more than enough abundance in the world for everybody in every field at every level. And it's actually the energetic attachment to the whole and that oneness that creates more where manifestation is concerned was really powerful in the first phase.
Wow. So the experience of wanting to share it and, you know, write that down, make sure it's in everywhere, your post-it notes, in your journals, on your dashboard, in your car. Don't look at it too much while you're driving, but just make sure it's there so you can have a peek at the red light.
Right.
What is the second step, Tamara?
The second step is actually voicing it, right? So one thing is to write it down and to see it for yourself. The second step is to actually share it with others. Right? Because one energy moving in one direction can only go so fast or so big. But the minute you share that energy with somebody else and they see that dream or that vision coming true, you've just added a catalyst energy to bringing it forth at a greater speed, level, intensity, all of the good stuff. And I'll give you an example. So I've been doing Tea with Tamara. It's a Facebook Live for months and months. And so recently I just made the decision that I'm going to create it into a podcast. And so before I even have any show notes, before I have anything even prepared for it, I am on the social media going, hey, guess what, everybody? I'm really excited to make a big announcement. Tea with Tamara is becoming a podcast, right? Because the energy of actually becoming the person before you are the person is a really big catalyst for change.
Is it the whole speak it into existence type thing?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. So when you kind of speak it into existence, you attract that energy or you anchor the energy of it actually happening.
Yes. And like I said, the more people that see it or feel it because you've shared it, imagine like I can almost give you the visual of like this little tiny grain of sand moving, right? And it's got a little wind, right? And it's just blowing across the sands. But then the wind picks up a little bit and more sands collect. And you know what I mean? And it grows into a bigger pile of sand blowing across. That's what is happening with your idea or your creation or whatever it is that you want to manifest. You're putting more wind into its sails by sharing it out loud.
Summing up the first two tips that you've given, Tamara, you know, share it and the experience of wanting to share whatever it is that you want to manifest and voicing it or speaking it into existence. This is why I love like the mastermind concept or having a tribe, because when I was in Australia, I had a group of friends. We called each other the elements because each one of us had a birthday and we had were a particular element. And it was coincidental that each one of us were earth, fire, wind, and water. But every time I caught up with them, we would literally speak things into existence amongst the four of us. And that kind of highlights the importance of community and tribe.
Oh, it's so powerful. Sisterhood and connection and tribe is everything, right? And it's funny because I'm launching a mastermind and like, this is exactly what I was writing about. So yes, it's, you have your write it down for you so you can attach to it. Then you voice it out into the world so everybody else can attach to it and help it grow. And then the third one begins what I call the magical equation. And it's a 3-part step that's really powerful in itself. And the first one is you have to believe it. And this is a part where I think people don't necessarily put a lot of time or thought into it. They're like, okay, everybody else is doing this, so if I do it, it will work. But if you can't believe it, you can't see it happening, you can't visualize the outcome or standing in whatever it is that you are putting on paper and saying out loud, then how do you ever expect it to happen?
So true. So true. It's almost like being, I guess, believe it. Imposter syndrome tends to kick in that step.
There's so many things that can kick in. You know, you may have like the greatest of intentions, and maybe somebody that you shared it with, and this is where knowing where to share it and not where to share it as well, is also like having that tribe, having that sisterhood, having that mastermind is important. Because if you're going to seek the approval of somebody, so you're telling it to, you know, get a family member to say they're proud of you or whatever, and they're giving you all the reasons why it can't work, your belief is going to go down. So you definitely want to make sure that you're sharing it in the direction of somebody who's vibing at the same level as you or slightly higher, who will pull that dream to the next level. But 100%, you need to visualize it, see it, believe it, know it as being truth.
Right. So believe it, see it, visualize it, know it as being truth. Is that all step one of part three, or is that all the steps?
Well, right now it's like write it down, say it out loud, believe it. Those are like the three steps so far.
Write it down, say it out loud, believe it. That's fantastic. So if we go into step four, what I love is the fact that you've touched on magical manifestation. And I think you're right that the believing it part is the bottleneck of the flow of the process, if that makes sense. So before we get to step four, can you share some light or some tips, Tamara? Like, how can we, what are some resources and tools that we can kind of get out of that bottleneck, or as my spiritual teacher calls it, the sticky part of the hourglass?
Well, absolutely. Beginning to read the books, any books. It's like I started with, you know, Four Agreements, the Celestine Prophecy, anything that's going to, and for me, books and even intention cards or oracle decks, anything, crystals, to start opening up the pathway in your brain and to trust. And that's actually the next step, is to feel the connection to whatever the universe is placing in front of you. So even in the belief phase, the synchronicities, if you're seeing the same numbers happening all the same time, if you see feathers when you're walking, this starts to enhance the belief in yourself, the belief that your dreams are possible, the belief that you are being guided, all of those kinds of things.
Wow. Okay. So this is great. Share, voice it, believe it. And, you know, you can open up your mind and heart through resources like books and just being open and aware to your environment and surroundings as to what's popping up there for you, like numbers or signs or, you know, divine timing indication.
And usually, honestly, that is the first phase of the fourth step, which is it's trust, but I have a three-part trust series. There's three parts.
Let's go.
So when we're looking at trust, obviously, when we're looking at magical manifestation, there is a trust in something far greater than you. So whether you believe in God or goddess or, you know, divine love, you know, universal energy, spirit, however it is that you see the greater energy beyond us, there is a trust that they are working, I always say, as a co-creator with you to manifest your dream. Right. And so, you know, and sometimes if you were to ask, so when we are talking about believing, right, to get to that trust level, you're starting to see the signs and you're starting to believe that there is something greater and that your dream is possible. And that leads you into full trust. Full trust is knowing that everything's going to be okay, that nothing bad can happen, all your needs are met, and that release and that worry and that stress disappears in that knowing. So needing that trust, because our minds or our egos can get a little crazy.
Yeah.
And so if you let that go off and create all of these outcomes that don't exist yet, you're really putting a bottleneck on your manifestation.
One thing about trust, and this is a step that I think I've struggled with in time, but eventually, you know, you come to a point of surrender, but it is quite hard to surrender to something because your mind and ego do kick in with logical stuff saying, hey, you can't actually see or, you know, visualize this thing that's co-creating with you. What are you thinking about?
Well, that's why you got to believe it.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So you got to have that visual and you got to know it's happening, and then you got to trust that it's happening even when you can't see it.
This is why vision boards are so powerful, because they're around you so much that you keep looking at it and you just infuse it with that intention and that love and that trust and that belief. So, you know, it can be co-created for you. So we've got experience of wanting to share it, voicing it, believing it, and trusting it. What is the last step, Tamara?
Well, can I just finish the trust? Because we only got through trusting, you know, something bigger than
you. I got too excited.
I know.
I got far too excited. I'm not trusting the process. Go for it.
And so under trust, you don't only have to trust in something far greater than you. You need to trust. Oh, that's a big clap of thunder. You need to trust in yourself, right? So you need to trust your own voice, your own wisdom, your own guidance. You need to trust your heart. Trust what I call your stardust, which is what you were put on this earth to do. And you need to trust support. And that one's a big one, right? To be able to ask for help, to trust the support that the universe is bringing you, to seek mentors or guides along the way who will help bring this magical manifestation to life. So under trust, you have spirit, self, and support.
Spirit, self, and support. And support would be your tribe, your friends,
correct,
your connection,
correct,
your networks.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we can get onto the fifth step now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the one nobody really believes that they need to take, because we can all stand there and say, great, you know, I'm ready. I've written down, listen, all of the desires and the I ams and the I haves. And I've told everybody that I want to achieve these things. And, you know, I can visualize it. And I trust that the universe is working towards me. But if you don't do this last step of magical manifestation, then nothing happens. And that is taking action.
yes, absolutely.
I always say we can stand at the beginning of a path and be like, yeah, come on, universe, we can do this. But unless you're taking a step towards the universe in a co-creation, like if you were in a business partnership with somebody and you didn't do any work, right? Clearly, that's not a good business partnership. And your partner's going to be like, you know, hey, I don't think that we are going to work together much longer. The same thing goes with universal laws. Right? If you're not taking any action, and I say small steps matter, like small steps cover a lot of distance over time. It can be simply sending one email in a day or, you know, writing one paragraph of a book. Like you don't have to see it as going from, you know, where I am to having a multi-million dollar business or, you know, having the love of my life. It's, you know, taking small steps every single day, but action to meet the universe halfway to creation.
I think also an element of patience needs to come into this too. I mean, that obviously is a underlying layer of trust too. And you're like, all right, I'm going to take action. I'm going to trust. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to voice and I'm going to share it. You just have to have that patience to put one foot in front of the other and keep going.
Because your dream or your manifestation is bigger than anything that reality is showing you or your ego's trying to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, which is trickier to sometimes understand.
For sure, but it is.
Yeah, I think one thing that one of my spiritual teachers told me is like your ego, a way to honor your ego in a way is to understand and send love to it, because your ego wants security, whereas your soul has other plans. And I think that thunderstorm just affirms what I was just saying.
100%. It came at just that moment to say yes.
Yeah, I agree, dude. But it's true. It's hard sometimes with your ego because it keeps us placed in fear. Because of the security factor, but your soul has other plans, my friends.
Of course it is. It's your stardust, your vibration. And I mean, I'm so grateful to my ego every single day. Every time I become the next version of myself, I thank my ego for all of the, you know, ways that it tries to keep me safe in the moments of expansion and growth, right? So anytime I am feeling a lot of discomfort or I get sad or I'm, you know, feeling like maybe this is all wrong and I haven't done everything that I meant to do. And maybe I should just, you know, give up or do something, because these thoughts are human thoughts, right? But then I know, and then in that moment, you have that awakening or that awareness that like, oh yes, I'm mourning my current self. Because I'm about to become the next version in this self, in this ego that brought me to here, brought me to this moment. And I'm so grateful for how supportive it is in trying to keep me from change or something that I don't know. Because most of the time when we're manifesting big, we don't know what it looks like.
Absolutely. It's beyond what we can comprehend.
Exactly. So yeah, the grateful heart to our ego is always a beautiful thing.
Tamara, you speak quite frequently about Stardust. Now, other than it being one of my favorite movies starring Michelle Pfeiffer and Claire Danes, tell us a little bit more about Stardust and what you kind of use it for.
So the way that my gift was given to me by spirit, by God, by universe, whomever, was that we are all, and it's proven, it's scientific, we are all made of stars. right? We have the same chemical breakdown. And when we are born into the body that we are currently in on this turn of the earth, we are gifted with a piece of stardust that is what it is that we were put on this earth to do, our divine soul's calling, our mission, that intuitive hit that you get that when you read a book and you're like, man, I just want to read a book, write a book, or I want to be a singer, or I want to be an artist, or I want to be the most amazing mom to my kids that I possibly can. We are gifted with our soul's calling. And so we tend to veer away from that over time in life because it doesn't make sense to others, or it doesn't make sense to the financial plans that society places on us. And we get into a place of discomfort the further away we get from the vibration of our stardust. And when we get to a place where the discomfort exceeds anything else, and there's no more numbing that we can do, because I was a number myself, then we start to take that process back into figuring out what we were put on this earth to do, and that calling that is greater than any discomfort that we can be in.
Wow. Tamara, thank you so much for summing that up. So Five Step Friday today, five steps that Tamara Arnold has mentioned today are for magical manifestation. It's to share it, voice it, believe it, and open your mind through books, your tribe, any resources that you can find that's going to open your mind and heart. Look for signs, trust the process, and take action. Tamara, where can we find you online and in the whole World Wide Web?
Well, I would love them. You can find me on my website, which is tamaraarnold.ca, because I'm Canadian, so it is .ca. And please never, ever think that you can't just email me and ask me questions, or, you know, find me. It's tamara@tamaraarnold.ca to email me. And then all my social media is Tamara Arnold Author. So on Instagram, I love Instagram, by the way. I am like an Insta story a-thoner. I love seeing the secret life of people. Like, it's so juicy. I'm like, whoever made this was like my favorite person.
Well, Tamara, when is your podcast coming out?
I'm launching it before my 41st birthday, which is October 20th, 2018. So a month from now.
Fantastic. Well, Tamara, thank you so much for your time. It's time to party.